From Middlesbrough to the world, this is Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.
Yes, fantastic. Moving on to the companion podcast for issue 475, the Hull City game. I was umming and ahhing initially as to how to start this. I thought, you know, difficult times just right off November. But then I thought, no, Rob Nichols will keep us flying. He'll continue to actually fly that flag despite the challenges we were faced with respect to two single goal reverses. Rob, it's good to have you back as ever.
Yeah, it's. I was going to say it's a pleasure, but...
Well, it is. I mean, yeah, we're still working through that, and we're still doing delightful scenarios. It was just darned unfortunate that it's still sort of almost beggar's belief that... I mean, Millwall. I mean,
Millwall.
Exactly. Millwall. Oh. Kenny Jackett's Millwall at all. It's just, really.
It's twice this season, isn't it? Millwall.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I'm just looking at the whole thing. Next time we actually play Millwall, the 19th of February. Yeah, the new den. Anyway, probably when clearly we'll be well into the playoff places, because actually you could say 10 points is all that separates us from a position in the playoffs.
It was 7 points last week. Yep.
Well, we'll see what happens. In this particular edition, we'll be looking clearly at some of the connections between Hull City. Of course, Hull City and Middlesbrough, both in the same diocese of Middlesbrough, for the any Roman Catholic followers from that point of view, the same diocese of Middlesbrough.
Oh, right. Hull, yes.
So there's a lot of kind of competitiveness there. I remember that lots of schools in both regions used to have a certain tension between the two zones, which is good from that. Tigers versus Lions, you could say. And, of course, Nick Barmby.
Yes, Nick Barmby, I know. Mm. Amazing that it's a long time ago, isn't it? Mm. 1995 would be, something like that.
He's kept on going very well, really, hasn't
he? Yeah. Well, he's had a second go at it, really, hasn't he?
Yeah.
When we signed him, remember, it was a current England international. It was our first current England national signing, I believe, since something daft like Steve Bloomer. Mm. It was ridiculous like that.
We'll be having a look back at the two games against Millwall and Swansea, but we'll move straight into Tom Etherington's piece, Now I'm a Believer. Do you remember the days when Tony Mowbray would lead out the team at Ayresome Park? Or how his spirit and determination helped us fight back after liquidation? How about when Bruce Roark said that famous quote? Glad you introduced that, because if anybody's reading that, says, what famous quote? For God's sake, pick up the magazine, Fly Me to the Moon, that's what it's all about there. But in essence, he writes here as somebody who wasn't around at the time, didn't actually see Tony Mowbray play, but has effectively, you know, he's kind of, well, where do you think? I mean, he's not convinced, but he's still actually saying that, you know, as fans, he makes this key point that we need to back the team every single game, and surely we owe Mogger that.
That's good. It's really interesting because he's a young lad. People of my generation remember Mowbray as the player, remember him as like the great leader and everything. But take it for granted that younger fans will have been that the legend will have passed down.
I mean, to me, Mowbray and Pallister were the late 20th century equivalents of Madron and Bohm.
Yeah.
They were the rocks on the back of the whole thing, or indeed contemporary equivalents of Wheater and McManus and or Bates.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of line of things. And let's hope that Wheater sees sense and decides that actually he should stay with the side in the January transfer window.
Absolutely, stick it here. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. I mean, you know, it'd be most embarrassing if we sort of headed off from that point of view, where we're sort of so close to the playoff positions, and I'll keep saying that. It's so important setup. But yes, it is that case, and you know, there are signs that Mowbray is getting right. Okay, it hasn't perhaps been the dream start we'd anticipated. I think in most cases we were looking for several consecutive wins, etc. We haven't had any draws.
No, that's true.
But at the same time, it hasn't quite been that. And I think I still use the line, we've been flirting with relegation as opposed to sort of taking it seriously. It's when we start getting that line about we're too good to go down that we should start worrying.
It's too early to be saying anything like that.
Exactly. So I think things will work through on that. And the sense, in essence, I mean, so not that we have any axe to grind with respect to the local press, but I was very saddened when after recording the last podcast, we came out and saw the local press, and they made a big thing about crowd trouble
front page.
Yeah,
precisely. On a Friday.
Mm. Not the ideal placing if you're thinking of possibly going along and actually supporting Borough, you know, on the following Saturday.
I think there's got to be a lot of responsibility by the media because at times like this, the area is in trouble, and that the football club is obviously we're in the bottom three, we're struggling to get crowds.
And that's the irony, you see.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
I mean, most clubs, they will cause football trouble when you actually have capacity crowds and various other bits and pieces, or you have Juventus playing AC Milan or international sets, etc. I mean, you know, after being more or less impeccably behaved for years, suddenly the attendance has dropped below 14,000 or 15,000, and suddenly you're getting crowd trouble. You know, and as I say, responding obviously the front cover with the classic Bob Fisher line, "Settle down at the back or we'll have you all chucked out," with the Borough Rat for rowdy away fans. You know, shh, exactly. In case you're wondering, it is the "What Minute Will Nick Barmby Score?" Fly Me to the Moon special. He won't score.
No, please.
Unless
not.
It's a known goal, of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that would be good, wouldn't it? That would be very good.
You know, a hat-trick of own goals by Barmby, because he gets confused as to which side he's playing at. You know?
I don't think he'll have any doubts when he hears the reception from the crowd. but, you know, once again, phenomenal that he's a great professional to be still playing and still playing a big role at his advanced age. I'm sure he, you know...
He's not on a Zimmer frame.
No, he's not, no. But I'm thinking of when they got promoted, there was him and Dean Windass in the side. Who would think that... that he was actually still there right the way through the Premier League and still playing now.
And Dean Windass, of course, very much the epitome of a generation that maybe we'll never actually see again in terms of that kind of approach to life, etc. Very much think, oh, yeah, maybe Chris Boyd could learn a lot from Dean's approach.
Dean Windass played until he was over 40, didn't he?
Yeah.
It may well be that he looked after himself a lot better than he appeared. The way he talked.
He was just a classic actor. That's the key thing from that point of view. Coming up on the show today, we'll be looking at work that Barry Robson's actually been doing. We'll obviously alert you to who's performing at the Riverside Stadium. We've got the return of Kadeem Hussein's poetry scenario and a little mini Bark at the Moon letter. All this and more, and of course, your very own authentic official companion to Fly Me to the Moon, the magazine, issue 475 versus Hull City, of course. It's Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast. I thank you.
Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast, with Rob Nichols and friends.
Did you know many motor insurers are owned by the same few parent companies?
No, nor did I, until I spoke to personal injury solicitor Charles Arthur.
The aim of these big companies is to minimise costs by negotiating a knock-for-knock agreement or pushing you to settle quickly for a minimum payout.
So if you have an accident, you may be better off choosing an independent solicitor who acts only for you.
Of course. But then you'd expect me to say that, wouldn't you?
Call Middlesbrough 222-575 or text advice to 81400 now.
Choose the one.
When you're living with cancer, the good days really matter. The day you get some answers about your treatment or about benefits or whatever's on your mind. You can take the first step towards more good days by calling Macmillan Cancer Support. Call 0808 808 0000 or visit macmillan.org.uk.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 225
grams of magnesium. Hang on, slow down.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, that's the recipe.
Oh, if you would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
With over 80 ensuite bathrooms and a high quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides a perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs.
a purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick. Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate residential, elderly EMI and nursing service users, offering both short and long-stay accommodation as well as respite and daycare.
To find out more, please telephone 01642 308 188.
From Middlesbrough to the world, this is Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.
Still recovering from the fact that he's back. He's back with a vengeance, with 3 pages of material in Fly Me to the Moon and a burrow bone to pick. Whom are we referring to, Rob?
Mr. Andrew Glover.
Amazing. And his first lines, depressing, grim, gloomy. Last Saturday was all of those and more. The performance on the pitch was instantly forgettable, but the general mood of the Riverside left the bleakest impression on me. He's not a happy bunny,
nope.
Is he?
No, not happy times.
Oh dear, yeah, he's got the whole range of things that are coming through. The defeat in Eindhoven, Gareth Southgate's appointment manager, the crowds drifted. In fact, the whole 3-page seems to be a catalogue of how the crowds have spiraled downwards. And does he actually finish with a positive routine? Well, yes, actually he does.
He does.
Deep down, this town still loves its football club. Andrew, let's hope in a few years' time it'll be this city still loves its football
club.
Yes,
absolutely, you know, yes.
Important.
It is.
The team's results shape the mood and Borough is the main topic of conversation. Now is not the time for factions or hidden agendas. In these winter months, we are only a couple of results either way from dreaming of a playoff surge or all-out financial implosion. The fans, and more importantly, the club, would do well to bear that in mind. We all need to show some belief. It should be all hands to the pump. Stirring words. It is an interesting thing. As we said at the start, we'd almost like to forget the first few months of the season and say, well, we'll launch it November the 27th and go with the whole game and follow that through.
It's a bit familiar territory after last year. Of course, we had to write off the first few months because we changed manager. And that's what happens when you change manager in midstream. But this time it was very necessary. It looked like the last time we were talking, we'd had 2 wins. Obviously, we'd just come back off the defeated Swansea. Mm-hmm. But it didn't seem that bad, I don't think, because Swansea were flying high. And it was it was a deflection, late goal, etc. Yep. But then we had that. It's a big setback against Millwall, there's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've got to do, isn't it? We've got to put a few games together. It looked like we made the breakthrough coming back from 1-0 down at home to Palace, coming back 2-1.
Yeah, and to be fair, when I heard that Millwall had taken the lead, I felt, well, it's Crystal Palace again. Yeah, 2 goals in the second half.
Yeah,
the result would be sorted.
I think we thought that that going into the game, we thought there were maybe a similar sort of side. But actually, they'd got at least one player on loan from Palace. But although they were big fellas, they were much better organised than Palace, and they played football on the deck and actually surprised in the way that they did play. They played far better than they had when we met them in the cup early in the season.
And of course, two of the promoted sides to the Championship that came up from Division 1 have now beaten Middlesbrough. Leeds, of course, and Millwall.
Well, that's not good, is it?
It's not really, is it, in that sort of basis, in terms of the various other bits and pieces. However,
we've got a new manager. He is still learning. He's still learning about his players. He's still learning about the best blend from those players. And I think that's the only thing I could take from that, that sort of formations didn't work. He'll scratch them out. Yeah. He will remember that. Yeah. And you know, this is a big game.
It's good to see that our futsal players are doing quite well.
Oh, yeah.
From the point of view of Damon Shaw, that's a nice routine. And also, whilst we're looking at different sports, I think we need to move a little mention to the Red Car Speedway Christmas Party, which takes place on Friday the 3rd of December, 7:30 till midnight at the Central Linthorpe Road in Middlesbrough. And again, you can purchase tickets on the... you can contact Jason Pipe. You can pre-order those tickets on Jason. Presumably Jason's happy for us to use his telephone number here.
I think so.
Well, it is in the foot of the
fancy, yeah.
It's kind of published reference. It's 07595252821. That's 07595252821. Jason Pipe, of course, a Red Car Speedway Christmas Party. Kadeem is back. It's been all friends returning now. I mean, if this return of the Fly Me to the Moon A team of contributors doesn't actually convince the lads to actually go out and score 4 tomorrow against Hull City,
what will?
My line exactly. Kadeem Hussain, of course, whose collection of borough poems entitled Season to Forget, chronicling the ups and mostly downs of last season's 2009-2010, with, it has to be said, three fantastic endorsements from Rob Nichols, from Alistair Brownlee, and from a managing editor of another radio station, which all go down very well, I think. You know, we all said it's all very good indeed.
I wonder who that could be.
Go straight into Kadeem Hussain's line. Young borough fans, borough born, or following the footsteps of a borough expat, whoever you are, wherever you are, spare yourself the sleepless nights, pain upon pain and the tears. Don't cling on to an impossible dream. Happy memories for a borough fan are few and few. We're young. Be brave. Break away from this cycle of seasonal self-inflicted punishment, where trouble is every day and days of happiness are few. We, the true borough fans, or sometimes called dinosaurs, dreams of glory days, of memories, some force-fed by fathers and grandfathers when Borough used to win six games in a row. Yes! Six games in a row! Young Borough fans, be brave. Break away and follow your star. Spare yourself all the heartaches. Be happy. Follow the sport of synchronised swimming. Or even watch paint drying. Do you think Kadeem's getting a bit cynical in his advice?
I think he is, possibly, yeah.
this is the man we look to as the guru of things.
Right.
You know, we see him as our kind of, you know, rabbi in many ways, and other kind of religious teaching metaphors that we like to use. And he turns around and says, "Follow synchronized swimming or watch paint drying."
Oh, it's obviously too much for him.
I tell you, we're going to have to hold ourselves together on this. And anyway, it's just as well we've actually got another little feature that's coming through. Barry Robson is one of a couple of interviews that's featured in the magazine. Of course, the other one being Stan Anderson. Was Stan on good form when he was signing his book at the
He was brilliant, actually. I think he's at Gisborne Bookshop on Saturday before the whole game. I think we mentioned that, didn't we, last week?
Absolutely.
Yeah, anyone dropping down there, he's great. He's great to chat to, and he's really interesting to talk to about not just the game in the 60s and 70s, but the game now. He's still quite well in tune with what's going on.
Excellent. Could probably still do a decent job, I would have thought.
It was interesting because I was talking to him. His own thoughts are very similar to Tony Mowbray's about how football should be played.
Yeah.
So that's it just shows you, doesn't it, really?
Times change, but quality remains.
Yeah.
Barry Robson giving 100% for the borough. You caught up, Rob, with Barry Robson, Matthew Bates and Kevin Thompson at the MFC retail shop in Middlesbrough. Obviously, last Thursday, signing away for borough fans, snapping up items for Christmas presents and so on. You managed to speak to Barry. Is he on form? Clearly he'd be slightly disappointed with how things were actually going, but ultimately did you get a sense that we're going to be okay?
Yeah, of course, the interview was before the Millwall game, but he said himself that he held his hands up and said that he missed pre-season through injury, and that slowed him down a lot, and every time he's got back into gear kind of thing, he's either been injured or suspended. He said about the Portsmouth suspension that he held his hands up, as he did in the game, and said that it was his fault, he cost us the points, but he claims that, and I think it's been backed up by the Portsmouth player, that he was elbowed in the face and he pushed the player, and that was what
it wasn't that he was following a kind of Jose Mourinho line to actually sort of avoiding suspension or getting a suspension in now before it comes up to
no,
those other things.
No, yeah, exactly. I don't think so.
Whatever might be the case.
But Barry Robson just said about how the fans are everything and that he's proud to play for the fans, and he always tries to give his best, and that's what he hopes, that's what the fans appreciate, and that's why there's a bit of rapport between the fans and himself, and that he will be battling 100% to make sure we stay up, first and foremost.
Only in Fly Me to the Moon could you have the phrase female fronted rock with balls of steel and hearts of gold. It's just journalistic genius.
Yeah, well, actually,
journalistic genius.
I've got to hold my hands up, as I've said so many times, and they wrote it themselves, actually.
Really? Yeah. Oh, well, there we are. Female fronted rock with balls of steel and hearts of gold. Yes, we're talking about Lennox. For a moment, I actually thought it's Blondie Reformed.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I thought it's Deborah Happy, we've got Chris Stein, we've got Clem Burke on drugs, we've got Jimmy Destri, and so on. But no, it's Lennox, who can in fact be accessed on myspace.com/LennoxUK, and they're going to be performing outside the Riverside Stadium before Hull City, of course.
Yeah. They've got a hard act to follow because last week's band was superb, but I'm sure they'll be really good. I've never heard them, What did it say? They've recorded an EP in Surrey, so they must have...
Interesting. Surrey seems to be gradually invading. In fact, I'm working with a lass from Surrey over the weekend with the Tastes of Lincolnshire Festival.
Really?
Yeah, so it's clearly it's a stockbroker belt, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, very much so. It could be worse. It could be Berkshire. But still, anyway, any Barry fans in Berkshire, we'd like to hear from you. Let us know. We like to do that because it would be Berkshire barking at the moon.
Oh,
see
nice.
What we did there?
Yes.
So addressing to that
whole
routine.
I was waiting for the punchline.
The winning letter this week in the battle through, well, sorry, Mark Cooper, it isn't you. We tried, but, you know, in the end of the day, we thought we'd just hold fire because it's young Alan Ebbs.
From France.
Oh, mm. Should I go for a French accent with this scenario?
Well, he could do, but obviously he's English. But
in which case, he could do a Clouseur
yes,
accent.
Yes, he could, that's right.
Wish I keep that going by saying the Bach at the Moon or Bach at Le Chêne, perhaps.
Yes.
Bach at Le Chêne could actually follow through with this.
From Middlesbrough to the world, this is Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.
Dear Bach, the Power Game theme doesn't seem to inspire the modern players. So far, they don't seem to realise how symbolic it was for us older fans and the players. Probably they would prefer Lady Gaga. Or the way things are going at present, maybe I Can't Get No Satisfaction would be more appropriate. Also, bring back the trois points chant. All we want is trois points. Alan Ebbs.
I trust Alan was, you know, duly impressed with that delivery.
I'm sure he would.
Well, I can possibly do other accents available if required, if people would actually like into that.
Spirit of Jeux on Frontier.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's another thing. Maybe we should actually get the opposition to actually come out wearing those ridiculous Stuart Hall kind of wobbly heads things.
Or laugh.
Exactly. It's sort of another motivation thing. If you're getting a sense of desperation here as Borough fans are sort of seeking the way to actually seek that magical result against Hull City, well, you'd be totally right. Moving on to that side of things, any other key areas that have come through that you'd like to flag up from the magazine? Obviously, we mentioned Nick Hornby. We've talked about the range of other bits and pieces.
Nick Barmby. You've got Nick Hornby on the head.
Clearly, it's his writing, you see. One writes, one plays football. Quite simple from that point of view.
No, it's Nigel Pearson coming back, of course.
Yes.
You know, another great captain and centre-half. You were talking about Mowbray and you were talking about Wheater and Boom. Mm. And Pearson's the next person that comes to mind, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, it's interesting. He made an interesting move, didn't he, I thought, and get down from Leicester to Hull.
I wonder if Milan Mandarić will put in another bid for Hull City. Now he's got Sheffield Wednesday, and I see that nice Peter Ridsdale is also exploring possibilities of taking over Plymouth Argyle. It's amazing.
Unbelievable.
Yes. It's amazing. Yeah. Steve Gibson thankfully remains true to his roots and stays with the whole system, really. But as I say, things could be more challenging. Just imagine if Peter Ridsdale was saying, I quite fancy buying Middlesbrough.
Oh, no.
Exactly.
Does that mean administration?
It would be. Well, it might mean interesting goldfish in an aquarium, but we shall say no more. Okay, and moving on, of course, as we look ahead after the Hull City game, it's a case of an away trip to Coventry and then home to Cardiff. So. Could really do with 3 points to again pave the way.
Difficult
for
games,
that.
Eh? Yeah.
Coventry, I think it was a 1-1 last season or a 0-0, possibly a 0-0.
Oh, the away game, they equalised in the last kick of the game.
Yeah, was an equaliser. When Chris Coleman, of course, was still in charge.
He was, that's right, yeah.
Just a line from that point of view. How do people subscribe to get to Fly Me to the Moon if they've been listening to this and thinking, that's, you know, they've covered a kind of a nice little digest there, but I want more. I need more. I need to have something tangible I can hold in my hands to actually share with this side
of
things.
It's not the same.
Not the same when you just read out the description of the front cover. I want to actually see it and hold it and touch it and all the rest of its pieces. How do they get hold of the thing, Rob?
If you email me at robshrug@googlemail.com or go to the website www.fmttm.com and look for subscribe. That's probably the easiest way. Or write to me at Unit 7 Brentnell Street, Brentnell Centre, Middlesbrough, TS15, A for Andy, P for Peak.
Very good. Marvellous as ever. And there we have it. Issue 475 versus Hull City. Fly Me to the Moon continues in its own merry way. And we stick with the two classic lines to wrap up. We have to. It's even more important these days.
Yes.
You know? It's no good just having a positive attitude when everything's going well. You've got to have that positive attitude right across the base.
All hands to the pump, as Andrew Glover said.
Precisely, exactly. So let's hope that Andrew Glover and Kadeem Hussein and Rob and various other folk will actually sort of share with us. There's actually Alan Ebbs.
Go into the accent again.
Of course, c'est incroyable. As we say, I think I should join you. It's the French routine. Allez, les bras, et... Oh, no, over to you, Rob. Let's finish the whole routine. After three. A three.
Come on, Borough, and up the Borough.
From Middlesbrough to the world, this is Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.